All right, welcome again to everybody. Appreciate all of our families for the enjoyable lunchtime. And thanks to our elders for trying to plan a way of our having our day-to-day so that it could accommodate many family activities. And we hope that it will be enjoyable to you. We've tried to put together a line of thought for this afternoon that will ask us to think about a current topic that's on all of our minds, but in a different way. And one of the parts of what we will do is just to sing a chosen verse or two of some of our songs to try to illustrate for all of us how the Son of God's coming in the form of a man is something that we Christians think about way more than it may have dawned on us. And I've chosen some songs that we sing so many times through the years to ask you just to notice this one idea from it. Briley and John will help to lead us in our songs, and then John Staten will lead our prayer in a moment, and we have a reading from Scripture that we'll do together. And remember that all service to God involves first and foremost the mind of man. Thank you for being with us, Briley.
Oh, listen to our wondrous story, counted once among the lost. Yet one came down from heaven's glory, saving us at awful cost. Who saved us from eternity? Who but God's Son upon? What did He do? Where is He now? In heaven interceding. No angel could His place have taken, highest of the high, no He. The loved one on the cross forsaken was one of the Godhead three. Who saved? Who but God's Son upon? What did He do? Where is He now? In heaven interceding.
Will you pray with me, please? Dear Holy Father, we humble before You again this morning, coming to glorify and praise and honor You as our God and our King and our Creator. We are thankful for the time we had this morning. We are thankful for the fellowship we had together. And we pray that we come together now that we praise and glorify You again, dear Lord. We are so thankful for Your blessings upon us and Your love that is a never-ending flowing from You to us and blessing us and Your mercy and grace. Dear Lord, we pray that the things we do at this time will please You, be a sweet aroma to You, and will lift You up as our God. Please forgive us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Tell me the story of Jesus. Write on my heart every word. Tell me the story most precious, sweetest that ever was heard. Tell how the angels in chorus sang as they welcomed His birth. Glory to God in the highest, peace and good tidings on earth. Tell me the story of Jesus, write on my heart every word. Tell me the story most precious, sweetest that ever was heard. Why did the Savior heavenly and come to earth below, where men his grace would not receive? Because he loved me so. He loves me, he loves me, he loves me, this I know. He gave himself to die for me, because he loves me so. My Lord has garments so wondrous fine, and myrrh their texture fills. Its fragrance reached to this heart of mine, with joy my being thrills. Out of the ivory palaces, into a world of woe, only his great eternal love made my Savior go.
I want to ask everybody present to do something which I know is impossible. I'd like you to imagine for a moment, for these few moments, that you've never, ever heard of any day called Christmas. Imagine that you know that you have the promises of God that for there to come a time when He would send someone to help us, but you don't know a day. Imagine that you know nothing of any of the cultural customs associated with the holiday that we celebrate. You can name all of those. That would involve any thought of gift giving or any feast or any time off from work or any of the things that are the traditions that we have. Suppose that all you know is what has happened in your own life within the last year or within the last 2 years. All you know is the experience of living and what you and your family have been through during that time. All right, can you imagine that for a few minutes? Now I want to read something in that setting. All you know is what you have been through and what you've seen happen in the world around. All right? In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria. And all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. She gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in the manger because there was no place for them in the inn. And in the same region, there were shepherds out in the field keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and laying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he's pleased." When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that's happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying God and praising God for all that they had heard and seen as it had been told them. And at the end of 8 days, when he was circumcised, he was called Jesus, the name given him by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. And when the time came for their purification, according to the law of Moses, they brought him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, "Every male who first opens the womb shall be called holy to the Lord. And to offer a sacrifice according to what's said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons." Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And this man was righteous and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came in spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God, saying, "Lord, now you're letting your servant depart in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel." And his father and his mother marveled at what was said about him. And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, "Behold, this child is appointed for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign that is opposed. And a sword will pierce through your own soul also, so that the thoughts from many hearts may be revealed." And there was a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was advanced in years, having having lived with her husband 7 years from when she was a virgin, and then as a widow until she was 84, she did not depart from the temple, worshiping with fasting and prayer night and day. And coming up at this very hour, she began to give thanks to God and to speak of Him to all who were waiting for the redemption of Jerusalem. I've read Luke 2, verses 1 through 38. Now, what would you think if all you knew is what has happened in your own personal life in the last year or two, and all you're aware of is what you've seen go on in the world during that time, how would these events strike you? If you imagine in this reading what this meant to Mary, we're told three times in this reading how it strikes her, the thoughts that it provokes. If you think about the shepherds who are simply doing their ordinary everyday work and trying to make a living, be responsible, what they saw. If you think about the angels who Peter tells us had been always looking into the things the prophets said, wanting to know how these things are going to be fulfilled. If you think about Simeon, hold, waiting to see salvation, peace, or Anna, the loneliness and the devotion of her life, and what this means to her. And I stand back and think, wow, I've been fortunate enough every week to get to remember what this meant. I know the story, but I forget the impact that this has in the life experiences of real people and should have in mine. A Savior, it said twice in this reading. Not just a religious term, but someone to rescue, someone to deliver, someone to make things right. And that's the idea here. The praising God that goes on repeatedly in this reading is appropriate. What takes place here is something which deserves for glory to be given to God and for there to be peace and goodwill toward God's people in this world. I know this is a simple way to do it, but I believe it's an important way to read this passage, and I hope that it will be of some encouragement to us. I want to lead us in prayer, and then we'll have one more song. And we have some announcements as well in a moment. Bow with us. Father, we thank You that before the foundation of the world, You decided by Your own gracious will that when the time came that Your creation needed rescuing, You would attend to it, even at great cost to Yourself. Thank You for Your purpose. Thank You for the way You made it known by promises. Thank You for the way You patiently pursued the fulfillment of the promises and the accomplishment of the purposes. Father, thank You for Jesus, that Your Son was willing to empty Himself and to experience what we do and to be able to sympathize with us at great cost to Himself. Father, thank You for Your Spirit, by whom a child was begotten miraculously. Thank You for Your Spirit's revealing work and empowering work. Thank You for His patient work within Your people to transform us and to bear His fruit in our lives at great cost to Himself, but free to us. Father, we're so grateful to You that there are things in our lives amidst our hardships and disappointments for us to remember and to rejoice in and to reflect on and to reorient ourselves by and to be renewed because of. And we do pray that that thing for us might always be Your work through Your Son as made known in Your Word. Thank You that as a product of all of that, there are people sitting here who have been redeemed and who live with hope. Help us, Father, to be grateful. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. One more song.
We saw Thee not when Thou didst come to this poor world of sin and death, nor yet beheld Thy cottage home in that despised Nazareth. But we believe Thy footsteps trod its streets and plains, Thou Son of God. But we believe Thy footsteps trod its streets and plains, Thou Son of God.
Ron, thanks to you all for being with us. And I hope that this week is a really happy time for you and your loved ones. Help us to pay attention to any of our folks that you know of who may be alone or who may need special care. A couple of announcements I need to make. First, I learned a little more from Linda Barnett after the service this morning. The visitation for her sister Bonita, that would be for Clarence and Ola Jean Feeney's daughter Bonita, will be at 12:30 next Saturday afternoon at the Conway Church of Christ, but there will be a memorial service immediately following that, I think at 1. So that part I didn't have this morning, so be aware of that. The new daily Bible reading schedule for the first quarter of 2018. Notice I got that right. I'll call it 2016 from here on. But for 2018 is available on the table. It's the kind of the brown looking paper. This year, this coming year, we've provided readings for every day from that will take us through the whole scripture. If that seems too ambitious for you, then just read the New Testament readings for that day. And we've chosen a way of doing it, a reading schedule that doesn't just take things, there is a rhyme, there is a reason to the rhyme of it. It's not just a straight through deal. I think you'll find it to be enjoyable and helpful. And there's fellowship that comes from our reading together, so plan to do that with us. Barry Hannah is not well, so remember Barry and Cindy, if you would. Are there other announcements from anybody that need to be that we need to mention today? All right. Is there anybody present who did not have an opportunity, the opportunity to partake of the Lord's Supper this morning? All right. And so that you'll know, did I overlook anybody? Okay. If you'll meet us right after we leave this room, and we'll help to serve you, okay? And thank you for being with us. So you'll know, Kay and I will come back at 5 in case any of you forget and show up over here. We'll be here, all right. If we have any guests that didn't know about this, we'll be here for that. I forgot to see who had the closing prayer. Okay, Jason will lead us in our prayer in just a minute. We really appreciate the time together, and ask everybody to stand and we'll have our prayer, and then you have a great day. Okay.
Gracious Heavenly Father, this holiday season, whether Jesus was born on December 25th or March 25th or October 7th, it really doesn't matter the date. We are not told the date, but we are told that a Savior was born unto this earth, and then that is the important thing that we need to remember. So tomorrow, as we reflect upon that and marvel at that it actually happened, that Jesus did leave the home in heaven to come down here and to be that perfect sacrifice for us. That was the sole purpose of his being, is to reconcile us with you, our Creator. And that is a gift that cannot be put under a tree. It cannot be wrapped up. It just bursts from our hearts. We are very grateful for that gift, and we pray that it's one that we never forget. And we pray all things in His name, Jesus. Amen.